All right, nice to have you back with us on this Sunday night. We've got Sunday night baseball coming up, and Bruce Jenkins joins us. Bruce, how are you?
Good, Marty. What's going on?
Well, it's interesting. Number one, I'm so glad that every year, as you and I like to do, we're very traditional, and every year I celebrate July 30th of 1959, the debut of Willie McCovey. And I just got to hear his voice tonight on the show that Chris Haft and I put together. And, Bruce, you go back through the annals of baseball players, San Francisco Giant players, and just wonderful human beings. And just to hear Willie McCovey's voice made the night for me.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you hear that voice for, like, two or three words, and you know who it is, which is just, I guess that applies to a lot of people when you think about it, but it was just reassuring. He was a very gentle, caring soul, you know, a wonderful contrast to when he stepped up to the plate. He might have been the most feared hitter in the league. I really think he probably was. I mean, I think pitchers feared him more than Aaron or Mays or Frank Robinson or anybody. Because he just when he got a hold of one, it was just frightening. and the beauty of it is when he showed up from Phoenix in '59, he left no doubt that. And it was incredible to think that they had Cepeda at first base, who's, you know, rookie of the year, and you know, that's looking like it's set for the next 15 years. And all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, what are we going to do here? I mean, that's how good McCovey was.
Boy, and just so you're right, a gentle giant. And to hear him describe the day against Robin Roberts and just showing up, and Bill Rigney said, by the way, you're going to hit third. The guy we had hitting third, we're moving him up to second, and his name is Willie Mays.
Yeah, in those days, you could see Mays, McCovey, Cepeda, you know, all in the lineup, as well as Jim Ray Hart, you know, and Harvey Keene as it got a little bit farther into the years there. Just in... you think about that, and it didn't even win the World Series, you know, so great. Those are fun days to remember, and, you know, McCovey's legacy will always live on quite gloriously.
No, I'm glad to do it. I'm glad to do it. I'm glad we can celebrate that each year. You and I can do it. The other thing we had on tonight was my interview from years ago with Rachel Robinson. Bruce, she turned 98 this week. And when you listen to the word she spoke to me, I think it was probably 1997, at Candlestick, I was sitting in the stands in a row in front of her and had to reach back with the microphone to interview her. And the word she said about the civil rights movement, about Jackie and everything else, they stand tall today. But 98 years old, Rachel Robinson.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been a more impressive person standing behind another important person, whether it was a man or a woman. But when you look back on those, the great documentaries on Jackie Robinson, just her style and her presence and her composure, you know, she settled him down a lot of the time when he was ready to blow. And God knows he had good reason to during that 47 season. But, God, unbelievable class and beauty and grace. And, boy, he picked a real winner there.
Mm, just terrific. I'm so glad. Yeah, you're right. I think one of the most instrumental women in the civil rights movement, when you look at it, for what she did and for being with Jackie through that. Well, it's our first weekend of baseball, number one, and, of course, Giants baseball with the Dodgers. Feel you've learned anything about the ball club or anything that that we know so far?
Well, first of all, who's pitching tonight? Do we know, or is it kind of a mystery?
Well,
learned that, but
they may let you know. You know, it's really funny. It's funny you say that, because, you know, in gamesmanship, it's been part of baseball in the long ago eras where they'd have two players warming up, you know, and they'd have two people warming. They did it in the 1929 World Series with Howard Emke. You know,
you see it. You see it in football. Who's the QB? And if there's two guys that are, it kind of rocks the baseball boat a little bit. I really don't think Kapler is going to make a nightly habit of this. But, you know, he went into the LA series with some kind of quirky ideas. And yesterday they pulled off a win. So, you know, it's just so early. It's hard to judge it all. It's not great that he's got most of his starting pitchers a little upset about something. And we don't even know what's going on with Samardzija, but, I mean, you asked me what I think what I've really liked is the right-handed hitters, one after another. Wilmer Flores can hit, no doubt. Darren Ruff is a very good-looking hitter. Jalen Davis has a real good knack for going to the opposite field. Austin Slater's another guy who goes that way very well. You know, Longoria will be back, and we'll see Joey Bart, I think, before too long. A left-hander's going to really be up against it with these guys. Sean Anderson was tremendous yesterday. He threw a couple sliders to left-hand hitters that could not be hit. That great down-and-in movement, just breaking right off the table, which was encouraging. Those are some of the things that I've found pleasing. You know, it's when you really look at it and take a hard look at all the power the Dodgers have and five or six guys that can just take you out at any moment. The Giants don't really have anybody like that, and that's going to really hurt them. But you know, as long as they make good contact and be smart, they will win some games like they did yesterday.
Yeah, and I still think if you give them a lead in the sixth, seventh inning, and I know in the statistics of baseball, you get a lead in the seventh inning, you win 89 out of 94 times anyway. But they have players that can bring you. And it was a little tough yesterday getting the last six outs, but they do have players that can bring you the last six outs. The question is scoring runs, and you're exactly right on that right-handed lineup. The other one is Solano.
He
got a pitch to hit yesterday and didn't miss it and hit it into the gap.
Exactly.
And the one guy who hasn't done a thing yet is DuBone. And if
he'll be good. Yeah. I really like him.
Yeah, if he gets
he's
on
just,
track.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if he gets on track, you're right. And they face, what do you think about tonight's matchup, Smiley and Urias?
Well, I'm glad to know somebody has been named. Smiley, this is a good, a good chance for him to get a few innings in and, make it clear that he wants to be, when they do settle into a more conventional rotation, which I think they will, he wants to be part of that. Urias is a very interesting guy. I mean, there's already some questions about the Dodgers rotation down there. Mm-hmm. Kershaw's out. The back injury is troubling. Walker Buehler's great, but Alex Wood, I've never been impressed with him, even on his good days. They're really wondering if it's that great of a rotation. They always talk about the Dodgers, the World Series favorite, this and that, and then the pitching never quite gets it done somehow. And I think there's a little bit of fear of that. And Urias is a kid, left-hander, out of Mexico with great stuff. He's had a lot of issues with his shoulder and jerked around as a starter and reliever, and he's been really good about doing whatever they ask of him. And he's a kid with really good stuff and a lot of composure. He had composure and he was like 16, they said. So real interesting matchup there.
Yeah, he's only 23. As I said on the show, he's been here like 10 years already.
Yeah.
He's 23 years old. And Smiley, the whole thing, and look, we have a whole week before we're going to talk again and games with the Padres and beginning games with Texas as well, being at home here. But you can't go through a season with your starter coming in the middle of the game.
You can't
Logan Webb, the guy looked exhausted after four innings, and I sort of speculated to myself, I wonder when they told him he was going to pitch. Who knows? He may have been, now of course he can't go out now or do anything, but being mentally prepared to be a starting pitcher is critical. Those few days to get ready for your next start, and they tell the guy, who knows, at 7 a.m. in the morning, by the way, you're starting today.
You can't do that largely because you can't have a whole pitching staff full of guys who are disgruntled. You just can't. That simmers in the clubhouse, and it's okay, but it gets a little bit worse, and next thing you know, it's not going to be a mutiny, but you have a bunch of guys who filling a role is really important. There are some guys to catch all guys who play the field. I think DuBon would play anywhere and never complain, but if you're a pitcher, man, you want to know, are you a starter? Are you expected to go more than four innings? Are you a middle guy or, the closer, for heaven's sake? I really don't think they have a closer yet. I mean, they're trying guys. But roles are really important. I think that's something that never changes in baseball with all the changes that happen. Because warming up is a critical thing. You've got your routine in the 3 days, 4 days between starts if you're a starter. But then again, are you a starter? You can't have it.
No, no, you can't. It's okay to fool around and, you know, be gimmicky because, well, the Dodgers are so good and we can't let them know. We've got to, you know, do this and that. But you can't have a team like that. And
no.
They will have to start a rotation. I would think Samardzija, they just didn't want him to see L.A. I mean, I can't believe unless he's coming in tonight, you know, piggybacking Smiley. But I assume they didn't want him to see L.A., and he'll pitch on Tuesday night.
That seems odd to me. I guess maybe they thought Bellinger and Muncy would take him apart. But, I mean, that hardly inspires confidence in a guy who's a hell of an athlete and a hell of a competitor.
Yeah, how do you explain that to him? So
These
are growing pains. You know, these are growing pains for Kapler. And the staff, and that's what I've taken from the first weekend, is that we have to get used to the way they communicate and the way they run a game. I think that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing for me. So we'll see. But look, hey, the Giants can win a game tonight. It's only a baseball game. They were they were minus 400 yesterday, and they won. And today they're minus 360. So you know, and who knows what could happen tonight. So they're just baseball games, so we'll see. Bruce, you've written a lot about the season and what could happen. I think the most significant news of maybe the last week or so, the Marlins had four players test positive for the virus, and how about that?
Yeah, well, I've my copy in the paper has not been very upbeat, for say the least, and it would remain that way if I was writing today. I mean, that's a team that could fall right off the map. What do you do? All of a sudden, there's no more Miami Marlins. What do you do? What do you do with the schedule? How many teams does it take to drop off the map? I've thought from the beginning, there's absolutely no way they finish the season. And this is the kind of thing that, you know, we're just starting. They're in Philadelphia. It's all about the travel. They're in Philadelphia. They had to postpone their trip home. They got four guys positive. Who knows? There might be more. And this is what happens when you try to battle a pandemic and think it's some kind of, you know, quirky sidekick when in fact it's a big enemy that you cannot overcome.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel about that. But I mean, you know, meantime, we'll enjoy tonight's game. You know, you always think maybe they get through that. You know that it's going to take an awful lot for MLB to shut it down because this is all about making money. I mean, they were scrambling on opening day to get more postseason games in so they could make more money. You know, they barely got it in before the first pitch.
Well, I will see. But, yeah, it's something you've written about, and, you know, you're right. This is something we have to respect every day. It'll be good for the Giants to get home, home, get them out of L.A. Ron Wotison, our second segment, will come up. He'll talk a lot about what it's like being down there, you know, being on the road and all the protocols and everything else. Well, great to have you on, and I wish you well for the whole week. I look forward to everything you're going to write about. But it is Giants-Dodgers tonight, And I will tell you this, and listening to John and Dave and Dwayne and Mike, boy, do they make this fun. I don't care if they can't tell what's going on or if they've got to ask each other what just happened. I don't care. It's just hearing them do the game. It's fabulous.
And when they can't tell, they make light of it, and it's very funny. I mean, these guys they're the perfect guys to have at times like this, because they all have a fantastic sense of humor. They know it's just baseball, and if they can't see a play, it's like, well, we'd love to tell you what happened there, but, you know, and you get it. It's quite understandable. But, yeah, I mean, you know, every night there's a game on, Marty. I pull up a chair and a cocktail, and we have a nice dinner and enjoy it, and we'll see where it goes. But we are really lucky to have those guys on hand.
Boy, well said, and you too. All right, stay safe. I'll talk to you next weekend.
Thanks, Marty. Talk to you then.
All right, that is the great Bruce Jenkins. Boy, that was fun. Hey, let's do our hit of the week. Raph has got that ready. So time now to reveal that we'll call this week's hit of the week, sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. So we are now going to reveal, and we're going to call it the hit of the week. Well, that's original. We've only been doing that for 20 years. So I think Lee Hammer wrote this copy. But it's the hit of the week, sponsored by Chilton Auto Body, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. And I will give you my personal testimonial on Chilton Auto Body. They are the best. And I had a little accident in September. Someone crossed over the median and clipped the back of my car. I couldn't get out of the way fast enough. And, boy, Chilton Auto Body took care of everything. I can't thank them enough. And they did it in an expert way. So Chilton Auto Body, our hit of the week. Raph has got it ready, and it's a big hit for Jalen Davis.
So Davis fought it off foul. Jalen Davis, who had a rough major league debut in September until the very end last year. 2-2. He swings and hits this one hard to right field. Mookie Betts moving back on it, looking up, and it is gone. Opposite field home run for Jalen Davis. Really impressive power to straightaway right field. His first home run of the year, his second big league home run, the first Giants home run of the season, and the Dodgers lead is 2-1.
Boy, and hopefully the first of a lot for Jalen Davis this year. So that is our Chilton Auto Body Hit of the Week, the Bay Area leader in collision repair. More coming up. Mark Sanchez joins us next, and we'll find out a lot more about what's going on down in L.A. from him, and we'll do it right after this.